It was a rough Friday for the Padres as they began this three-game series and this six-game road trip in Cincinnati. Final score, the Reds 8 and the Padres 1 as the Padres dropped the opener of this three-game series. Padres dropped to 44-37 on the year. The Reds improved to 43-39. Welcome into our Jamul Casino Resort Padres post-game show. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Hey, player, when it comes to giving you what you want, Jamul Casino Resort isn't playing around. It's way more than a place to game. It's a place where you can stay and play in every possible way. Jamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Final totals in this one for Cincinnati, 8 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. And for the Padres, 1 run, 1 hit, and 1 error in what was not a very good start to the weekend. Hope you're having a better start to what is a beautiful weekend here in San Diego. Absolutely beautiful early Friday evening, and this was a game where, to be honest about it, not a ton of good to take away from a Padres standpoint. A couple of positives, you could argue, out of the bullpen late. Padres making a little noise in the ninth inning. But when you look at three phases of this game, pitching, offense, and defense, it all did not go particularly well for the Padres in Cincinnati. Let's start with the offensive standpoint from a Padres side of things. Nick Martinez, former Padre, a guy that was really good over a couple of seasons here in San Diego, really a fan favorite during his time in San Diego. He was absolutely terrific today. Took a no-hitter into the ninth inning, 8 no-hit innings at one point. At one point in this game, retired 22 in a row. Had issued a two-out walk to Jackson Merrill in the first inning, and that was the Padres' only base runner until a leadoff walk for Trenton Brooks to begin the ninth inning. Then Elias Diaz hits a double off the left center field fence, breaks up the no-hit bid, and Martinez comes out. But my goodness, he was great today. Final line for Martinez, 8 innings, 1 earned run, 1 hit, 2 walks. He struck out 6, a season-high 112 pitches for Martinez, and he was absolutely terrific. I mean, he kept this Padres offense really up to nothing in this game. Again, 22 in a row retired from the one out, or I should say two out walk to Merrill in the first inning until through the end of the eighth inning. I mean, that's how good and dominant Nick Martinez was today. Padres did not have anything going offensively in this game. So that was issue number one. Nick Martinez, old friend, he was absolutely excellent. And we told you, it's not like this was a dominant Nick Martinez coming in. We told you about his ERA in June above 8. In fact, it had been so rough for him in June about a week ago that he requested to get a couple of appearances out of the bullpen to get right again. And he had been much better out of the pen for a couple of appearances, then returned to the rotation, made the start here today against the Padres. And whatever work he did in between those starts, it worked because he was just terrific in this game. And the Padres offensively just had nothing going all night until the ninth inning. From a pitching standpoint, this was a rough outing for Dylan Cease. His final line, 4 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned runs given up. He walked 3, struck out 8. Dylan clearly didn't have his best stuff in this game. 93 pitches, 60 of them for strikes. And you could just tell by the body language, by pretty much everything, he just didn't really feel it tonight. Didn't have his best stuff, didn't like what his pitches were doing. You could see it, you know, when you were just looking at Cease on the mound, that he wasn't particularly happy with it. And it was a rough outing for Dylan Cease. It continues to be an up and down season to this point, up and down first half, with the Padres playing game number 81 here tonight. So Dylan Cease, not a great outing for him. He only goes 4 innings and throws 93 pitches in those 4 innings. But it's not like the Padres defensively helped him out either. You look at the first inning, he issues the leadoff walk to TJ Friedl after getting ahead of him 1-2. Then Matt McClain singles to right. Fernando Tatis Jr. bobbles it in right. That allows McClain to go up to second. I think Friedl would have got to third base anyway, but Tatis hoping to make a play at third. He bobbles it. That allows McClain to go up to second. And then you have a ground out from De La Cruz, makes it 1-0. A passed ball from Martin Maldonado, another defensive miscue for the Padres in that first inning. And just like that, it's 2-0. And then it was the Spencer Steer show. Solo home run in the second. Another solo home run in the fourth inning. A 2-run home run in the fifth. He had 3 home runs in the first five innings of this game, two against Cease and one against Yuki Matsui, who had a really rough inning in the fifth. And that's about the story in this game. It doesn't take a whole lot to sum up. Nick Martinez took a no-hitter into the ninth inning. Spencer Steer hit three home runs, and that was plenty good enough for an 8-1 Reds win against the Padres. So a tough one to begin this series and this road trip in Cincinnati. We'll step aside, recap it from start to finish. We'll also go back to Great American Ballpark, hear from Mike Schilt. Much, much more to do on our post-game coverage. We continue after this on the Padres Radio Network. Final score, the Reds 8 and the Padres 1 in this series opener in Cincinnati. Sam Lovett with you inside our San Diego studios. We'll go back to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt in just a little bit. First, let's recap how this one went from start to finish.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Well, today's game did not get off to a great start for Dylan Cease and the Padres. Bottom half of the first inning, Cease walked TJ Friedl after getting ahead 1-2. Matt McClain singled to right. Fernando Tatis Jr. bobbled it. That got the runners to second and third. An error on Fernando. Elly De La Cruz drove in a run with a ground out. Martin Maldonado allowed a passed ball to bring in another run. And just like that, the Reds had a 2-0 lead after the first inning. Bottom half of the second, it was Spencer Steer who struck for the first time tonight.
So it can be, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years sometimes, and then all of a sudden something shifts. This is hit well in the air to deep right field. Fernando is back at the wall, and it's going to go. Home run the other way for Spencer Steer. Had a big series against the Yankees earlier this week. Now his seventh home run of the season, and the Reds lead it 3-0.
Nick Martinez started his night with four scoreless, hitless innings. Bottom half of the fourth inning, Cease still on the mound. It was Spencer Steer who led off.
This one hit in the air to left field. Pretty well struck. Sheets back it up. He will turn to watch. It's going to go. How about a two-homer game for Spencer Steer? Lead-off shot here in the fourth inning. And a 4-0 lead for the Reds.
Nick Martinez tossed a scoreless, hitless top of the fifth inning. Padres still trailing 4-0 at that point. Yuki Matsui replaced Cease in the fifth inning. It didn't go well. A single, an RBI double, an RBI single, and just like that, it was 6-0 with one out and a runner on base. It was, guess who, Spencer Steer.
All those guys kind of arrived to the same point. How about this? Spencer Steer deep to left field. Another. Third home run of the night. Went out to right in the second, and now he's yanked two over the left field fence here in Cincinnati. Three at-bats for Spencer Steer, three home runs, and the Reds have broken it wide open here in the fifth inning. It's 8-0.
Reds led 8-0 through five innings, and to recap it, two in the first inning against Cease, one in the second, one in the fourth inning, and then Yuki Matsui came in, and he would allow four runs on four hits in that fifth inning. Reds an 8-0 lead. The story from that point on became Nick Martinez. He struck out two in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. He got three flyouts in a 1-2-3 seventh. He struck out a batter in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. At the end of the eighth inning, Nick Martinez had retired 22 in a row, going back to Jackson Merrill's two-out walk in the first inning. From that walk until the end of the eighth inning, 22 in a row. Reds still led 8-0. Heading to the top of the ninth inning, Martinez a little over 100 pitches, but his manager Terry Francona giving him an opportunity to complete a no-hit bid. It was Trenton Brooks who drew a leadoff walk against Martinez, his second allowed of the night. Then Elias Diaz hit a double against the left center field fence that finally broke up the no-hit bid. That was it for Nick Martinez, who went 8 innings in this game, walked 2, struck out 6 on 112 pitches. After that, Taylor Rogers came in, got two outs, but then Rogers walked two in a row, including a walk to Bryce Johnson, who had come into play for Fernando Tatis Jr. late in the game. Bases loaded walk for Johnson. He got an RBI, and that made it an 8-1 game, but then Taylor Rogers struck out Gavin Sheets to end the game. Padres stranded the bases loaded in the top half of the ninth inning, and that was that here tonight. Final score, the Reds 8 and the Padres Padres won. Padres getting just one hit on that Diaz double in the top of the ninth inning. Nick Martinez, his final line, 8 innings and 1 earned run given up on just one hit. And that was that here tonight. That was the story. Nick Martinez taking a no-hit bid into the ninth inning. Spencer Steer homering 3 times. Padres bullpen did a nice job after Matsui in this game. Sean Reynolds, a scoreless 6th inning. David Morgan, 2 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. We'll talk more about what they did coming up later, but the most important number in this game, the final score, the Reds 8 and the Padres 1. When we return, we'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Much, much more to do on our Hamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show. We return after this on the Padres Radio Network. Final score in Cincinnati in this series opener, the Reds 8 and the Padres 1. Sam Levitt back with you inside our San Diego studios. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt coming up in just a little bit. In the pregame today, we talked about why this was such an important series for the Reds in particular. They entered today 2.5 games behind the Padres in the NL wildcard race. Padres began the day sitting in the final wildcard spot in the National League, and the Reds, they played like it today. A really nice game offensively on the pitching side, defensively for the Reds. Again, Nick Martinez taking a no-hit bid into the ninth inning. Former Padre, he was terrific in this game for Cincinnati. Spencer Steer, 3 home runs, a tough outing for Dylan Cease. He went just 4 innings, threw more than 90 pitches in those 4 innings, allowed 4 runs, 3 earned. So the Reds came to play today, and it doesn't get much easier for the Padres tomorrow. They have to face the very talented left-hander Andrew Abbott tomorrow. Abbott's had good success against the Padres in the past. Abbott comes in a 1.79 ERA on the season. Nick Lodolo, by the way, Sunday, a 3.63 ERA. It'll be Randy Vasquez on the mound for the Padres tomorrow. Stephen Kolick on the mound Sunday. So from a matchup standpoint, as far as who the Padres are facing on the other side on the mound, it's a tough couple of days. Abbott, very good year. Lodolo's been solid for Cincinnati. So, we'll see if the Padres can bounce back. It is worth noting that despite the Padres losing the first game of their series against the Royals and against the Nationals, they did come back to win the final 2 games of both those series. So they've shown an ability after losing a series opener lately to bounce back and win the next 2, and hopefully the Padres can regroup and do that over the next couple of days in Cincinnati. But again, this one, very easy to recap. Nick Martinez, terrific. Took a no-hit bid into the 9-year, 3 home runs. Tough outing for Dylan Cease, a tough relief inning for Yuki Matsui. Padres fall 8-1. Let's go back to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
I know you ran into a guy tonight who was dealing like he can sometimes. And the last time I brought that up to you about facing good pitchers, you're like, you're going to face good pitchers. Yeah. What did you think of your guys' at-bats tonight?
I thought Nick was really good. Change-ups, one of his calling cards, and it was on display, and it was in the strike zone. The cutter was good. It just got into a nice rhythm. Him and Steven seemed through the ball really good. You know, hats off to Nick. He's a tough competitor, man. Bish is really tough. Benson, did a nice job in right field, keeping it alive for him. And, thankfully, we put some really good at-bats. I was really pleased with the at-bats in the ninth because, we could have thrown some at-bats away, but Brooks, you let it off and wasn't going to give in, and Diaz didn't give in clearly. And even after that, great at bat by Jackson. That was just a pro at bat, and Johnson grounded too. So, but Nick did a great job tonight, and just glad we were able to scratch at least a hit out there tonight.
Just see if Dylan tonight, who's been so much better lately.
Yeah, with Dylan, a little bit of tale of two games. I mean, he did have 8 strikeouts in 4 innings. The first inning was a little self-inflicted, 3 walks, a couple leadoff walks got him. Started in the first, and, they're able to manufacture and score 1. And then Steer, good night by him, give him credit. I've seen 4 homers in this ballpark and didn't want to see it again, but, man, good swings by him. you know, he uses both sides of the field with Dylan, and you know, it's just a matter of the consistency of quality of pitches. But stuff was good. Example of the strikeouts, got in a jam, you know, punched out the side. We have traffic out there, and just a lot of pitch counts. You know, a pitch count got him out of there after the fourth.
And your thoughts on the at bat for Diaz there, and coming in as a defensive replacement in the eighth, and sometimes it's hard to be ready like that and come into the game.
No, that's right. It's, you know, hitting's the hardest thing to do in sports, right? And then pinch hitting is harder. So we got him out there, gave him an inning, get the juices flowing a little bit. And Amaldi's going to be back out there tomorrow, so take a little bit off him. He just put together good at bat. Just loves his middle of the field approach. Got a pitch, one of the few I think we got tonight, and didn't miss it.
We got four guys at the top that, you know, they have the back of their baseball cards.
Yeah.
And they performed at times this season, mainly most of the season. That's just what gives you confidence that they will have a good second half.
Oh, absolutely. There's no, you know, I don't lose any sleep, but you think about this or that, and but I don't worry at all about Luis Arraez or Manny Machado or Jackson Merrill or Fernando Tatis, because I know who they are, I know what they've done. They put us in a position to get to where we're at now, and I know they're, you know, they're gamers. They're only going to be better in the second half. Manny's headed to an All-Star game. If Luis not in the top of the league in hitting at the end of the year, I'll be surprised. You know, Toddy and Jackson are studs, so yeah, we feel great about that four.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt after today's 8-1 loss to the Reds in Cincinnati. Sam Levitt back with you inside our San Diego studios as we continue to wrap this one up. Speaking of Luis Arraez, he took an 0-for today, 0-for-4. That snapped a 12-game hitting streak for Luis. So, unfortunately, he was unable to keep that hit streak going today. And look, there's obviously a lot of things you can point at this game. We've talked plenty about Nick Martinez, the struggles of Dylan Cease, and in our next segment, We'll dive a little bit deeper into Cease. But you look at it, and I always think this is going to be the case with this team. Look, they are, for the most part, you know, going to go as far as their stars will take them, right? And you look at tonight's game. I should rephrase it. What those stars do is incredibly important for this team. We've seen other players step up throughout the course of this season and help this team win games on night where the star guys don't have the best nights. But I do think it's safe to say that the stars being stars is an incredibly important element to this team. And you could argue the most important element to this team. And look, here tonight, and it's no surprise when you look at Nick Martinez bringing a no-hitter into the ninth inning. He had Arraez go 0-for-4, Manny go 0-for-3. Jackson Merrill did walk twice to his credit. He was 0-for-2. Fernando Tatis Jr. was 0-for-3 in this game. Wade came in for Manny, got an at-bat late. Johnson came in for Fernando, got a plate appearance late. Gavin Sheets 0-for-4. But, you know, you focus again, as always, on the top four of the lineup, right? Arraez, Machado, Merrill, Tatis, obviously Bogey, another key player a little bit farther down in the order. And look, you're not going to win very many games when all those guys take overs. And here tonight, they did not have an answer for their former teammate, Nick Martinez, who was excellent here tonight. The former Padre, who I think we all really liked here in San Diego. He's a good guy, Nick, and did a great job on the mound for this team. Did whatever he was asked. He was outstanding in this game, and the Padres fall 8-1. We'll talk a little bit more about Dylan Cease when we return. If you want to get a phone call in, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Appreciate you being with us on this Friday evening, our Jamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show continues after this. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Final score, the Reds 8 and the Padres 1 on this Friday evening as we continue to wrap this one up, break it down. We'll have a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard coming up a little bit later. We'll also tell you about a relief pitcher of the game. Focus on some of the positive from this one for the Padres here tonight. Before we get into that, just to focus on Dylan Cease, who obviously had a tough outing here. 4 innings, 4 runs given up, 5 hits, walked 3, struck out 8, gave up a couple of home runs, both to Spencer Steer, who hit 3 in the first 5 innings of this game. Something we talked about pregame was that Dylan came to today a 4.43 ERA in 16 starts, which is about a run higher than where he finished last year. And look, there's no way around it. 4.43 is higher than he would like, and he's going to end the day at a 4.53. So I don't think a 4.5 ERA midway through the year is what you drew up for Dylan Cease and what he would have drawn up for himself. The interesting part about it entering today, if you really dug into it, 15 of the 45 runs he had allowed this season coming into today came in two bad starts. He actually came in a 3.22 ERA in the other 14 starts combined. And really, if you look at a lot of his peripherals, strikeout rate, walk rate, hard hit rate, whiff percentage, expected ERA, all of those are in the neighborhood of where he was last year when he finished with a 3.47 ERA. And I'm not sitting here trying to make excuses for Dylan Cease. The point I tried to make pregame was that I thought there was reason, and I still do think, that there's reason to believe that the best of Dylan Cease has yet to be seen this season, that perhaps he's primed for a big second half of the year. And we know with Dylan that when he gets rolling, typically, or we've seen it at least, it can roll one start into another. We saw some inconsistencies last year, but the highs were really high. I mean, he had some stretches where he was almost unhittable. The problem, I think, so far this season for Dylan is that he's not been able to get on that kind of run. You look at even the last handful of starts, right? You go back to May 31st, the start against Pittsburgh. He wasn't great that day. 4 2/3 innings. He threw 95 pitches in less than 5 innings, gave up 3 runs on 7 hits in that game. Then he has an okay start against the Giants, 5 innings, 3 runs given up. But it's really the last 4 starts, which I think kind of encapsulate what the issue has been for Dylan this season as far as consistency. You think about what he did against the Dodgers on June 10th. That was the game in San Diego. 7 shutout innings. He struck out 11. He did walk 5. But the bottom line is he went 7 shutout against the LA lineup. 3 hits given up. He struck out 11, walked 5. That's a little high, but I'm not going to complain about 7 scoreless innings. Then he goes to LA and had probably what was his second roughest start of the year. Goes 5 innings, 6 runs, 8 hits. Again, he's always going to strike out a lot of people. He struck out 9, but look, 5 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs. That's not what you want. Then he comes back against Kansas City this past weekend, 6 2/3 innings, 1 run, and you feel like, okay, all right, Dylan has kind of bounced back, and you know, now you've got to start in Cincinnati, and maybe he can get it rolling, find some consistency. And look, I thought it was pretty clear today he didn't get helped out by his defense and his catcher in the first inning. There was the error on Fernando. There was the pass ball on Maldonado, so he wasn't helped in the first inning by his catcher or his right fielder. But I thought it was pretty clear as you're watching the first few innings of that game that Dylan didn't have his best command. And you could just see it in the body language that he just was not particularly pleased with how he was throwing and the way it was going. And you look at the final line again, it's a ton of pitches in 4 innings, 93 pitches in 4 innings, 4 runs given up, 3 earned. He walked 3, 5 hits allowed. And look, all in all, it's not what you drew up tonight for Dylan Cease, going 4 innings and leaving with the game trailing 4-0 and throwing 93 pitches. So, look, you want to look at some of the keys for the Padres in the second half of the season. Tonight was game number 81 at a 162. So, officially starting tomorrow, we are in the mathematical second half of the season. Of course, in baseball, when we look at first half, second half, we typically use the All-Star break as the dividing point. But in a real way, in the actual way, tomorrow begins the second half of the season for the Padres. So they'll end 81 games at a record of 44-37. One of the keys, one of the major keys for this team, no doubt about it, is going to be Dylan Cease getting on a roll and getting on a run, especially when you consider the injuries they've dealt with in that rotation. No Michael King. We don't have a timetable for when he's coming back. Yu Darvish, we still don't have a target date for when he's coming back. Padres have relied on a lot of very young pitchers, and they've done a nice job. And Burgert and Kolek and Vasquez, Pivetta, for the most part, has been really, really good. But they are going to need Dylan Cease to find it here in a real way and string together really, really, really good starts. And we just have not seen that so far this season. Now, the good thing for Dylan, there's a half season to play with. It's also, let's be honest, a very, very important half season for Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease is a free agent at the end of the year. And you thought coming into this season, this was a real opportunity for Dylan to go make himself a lot of money this offseason. Now, he's going to make money, but you would think in order to get the kind of deal where Dylan went at his peak as one of the best pitchers in baseball, he's going to have to put together a really nice second half here. So this is a big second half for Dylan in a Padres sense. I think you could also argue it's a big second half for Dylan in a personal sense when you look at free agency at the end of the year, because I think no doubt Dylan, when he's at the top of his game, one of the best pitchers in baseball. He can be as dominant as anybody. And he's had some moments like that this season, but now it's about stringing it together. And for the Padres, as far as their second half success, it's going to be a big part of it. You know, if Dylan Cease can deliver some real dominance consistently in the second half. As far as the pitching, bullpen today, not so good with Yuki Matsui. He struggled one inning, four runs, four hits, including a two-run home run given up to Spencer Steer. However, there was some good out of the bullpen today. Let's tell you about it with our relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Our relief pitcher of the game, you know what? Let's hear how he did, David Morgan.
Ball and two strikes. The pitch is lined over Morgan, but caught by Cronenworth on the backhand at second base. And six up, six down for David Morgan.
See, we're all kind of off our game today. Me and Nick DiNucci and I, our great studio coordinator, had a whole conversation during the commercial break about what we're going to do. We're going to play the audio. I'm going to talk. And I just start talking. Turn off the microphone, Sam. Anyway, that was David Morgan. Six up, six down in two scoreless innings today. He struck out three. He was really, really good and continues to be very solid considering his rookie status out of the bullpen so far this season. David Morgan, two scoreless innings, 26 pitches, 18 strikes, three strikeouts. Sean Reynolds pitched a scoreless sixth inning as well. He was good. But David Morgan, you look at it, 13 appearances in to his major league career. He is a 2.35 ERA. He really has been pretty impressive so far. He's not going to be the highest leverage guy in that bullpen, but David Morgan, another good two innings, perfect two innings, six up, six down for Morgan in this one here today. Let's tell you about today's catch of the game.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Going to hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
Our catch of the game will tell you about it. It was a great running play by Will Benson to take a base hit away from Jackson Merrill in the seventh inning. At that point, Padres did not have a hit. You thought off the bat, certainly, that was going to get down towards the right field line, and Benson closed a lot of ground really, really quickly to make a nice play. And it was one of those plays, a running catch from Will Benson, one of those plays where you're starting to think, uh-oh, is that going to be one of those plays you remember from a no-hitter and say, wow, Will Benson, what a catch. And at the moment, it felt like it. Padres would get the double from Diaz in the ninth inning. And you look at it. Let me see. What was the hit probability here? Actually, not very high, but you look at the play. Off the bat, it certainly looked like it had a real chance to get down towards that right field line. And Benson, really nice play. Getting to it, making the catch, and keeping Nick Martinez's no-hit bid intact. So that's our catch of the game. When we come back, full look at the out-of-town scoreboard, our play of the game, wrap things up, get you ready for tomorrow. Might squeeze a phone call or two in before we go. Final score, Reds 8, Padres 1 on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Final score today, the Reds 8 and the Padres 1. We'll squeeze in a couple of phone calls before we go. First, let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard, presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
We do have a bunch of games that have gone final today. Astros beat the Cubs 7-4 in Houston. Giants beat the White Sox in Chicago 3-1. Blue Jays blanked the Red Sox 9-0 at Fenway Park tonight. Cardinals beat the Guardians 5-0 in Cleveland. Pedro Pajes, Alec Burleson, home runs in that game for St. Louis. Twins beat the Tigers 4-1 in Detroit. Byron Buxton, a home run in that game for Minnesota. How about the Orioles? They trailed 6-0 to the Rays at one point tonight. Tonight, the Orioles come back to win it 22-8. 22-8 after they were trailing 6-0 as the Ravens beat the Buccaneers. 22-8. The score in Baltimore. Wow. Yankees beat the A's 3-0 in the Bronx. Jazz Chisholm Jr., a home run in that game for the Yankees. Pirates beat up on the Mets 9-1 in Pittsburgh. It was Brian Reynolds, a 3-run home run in that game for the Pirates. Games going on right now. Phillies ahead of the Braves. It is not going well for Atlanta. They are beating them. Phillies are 11-0 in the fourth inning. Mariners and the Rangers tied at 5 in Arlington in the ninth inning. Brewers lead the Rockies 8-6 in Milwaukee in the eighth inning. Dodgers lead the Royals 5-4 in Kansas City in the ninth. Angels lead the Nationals 6-5 in the fourth inning in Anaheim. And finally, Marlins lead the Diamondbacks in Arizona 2-1. And that is a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Friday. All right, squeeze in a couple of calls here before we head out, wrap things up, get you ready for the middle game of this series tomorrow. Let's go to Mission Beach. It's Lee calling in. Lee, you lead us off tonight here on the post-game coverage. Go ahead.
All right, so I called a couple nights ago. My question was so convoluted, but yet you answered it, which I was impressed by. So I'm going to try and rephrase it.
Okay.
And what I was trying to say is some players – with a large enough sample size, they kind of end up close to their career numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking about Matsui. Have we seen enough of him to realize that maybe he isn't what we thought he is, what we paid him for? So I went back and looked at his Japan numbers, and they're not – he had a couple great years. But overall, it wasn't a wow thing. And now after today, do you still feel he is deserving of a spot in the bullpen?
Well, Lee, look, today obviously wasn't a very good day for Yuki, and appreciate the phone call. It wasn't a very good day for Yuki, but here's the reality with Yuki for the ups and downs he's had. And I'll say to you what I said the other night, which is, look, I think Yuki's had some good moments and stretches. I think he's had some bad moments and stretches, and tonight was of the latter, obviously. It was a rough outing, one inning, four hits, four runs, a two-run home run given up to Steer. Look, Yuki's on a 28 million-dollar deal. There's an opt-out there, 27. That's a player opt-out, though. I mean, he's on a long-term contract. So I personally, I don't think Yuki's going anywhere. I think the Padres, their best interest will be to get Yuki to a spot where he's more consistent, more reliable. You know, Yuki obviously is not the first lefty out of the bullpen. That's Morejon. I wouldn't call Yuki a high leverage guy. I think he's in those spots when they need him to be. I just based on the contract, I don't think Yuki's going anywhere. So I think, you know, it is in the Padres and Yuki's best interest to figure out how to get them more consistent. As far as back of the baseball card, look, I mean, as guys get older, careers change. You know, the back of the baseball card argument changes as well. I also think relievers just naturally are really volatile. I think there's a difference back of the baseball card conversation between when we talk about a Manny Machado and when we talk about a reliever. I think relievers are just, in nature, aside from a handful, much more volatile than typically what an offensive player is, a great one over the course of 162. So, you know, again, what I come back to is I don't think Yuki's going anywhere with that contract. So when you talk about has he earned a spot in the bullpen, look, he's on a deal right now where he's going to be here. And I do think Yuki's had good stretches the last couple of years. I thought there have been moments and stretches of time where Yuki has shown a lot of promise. There's also been some pretty rough ones, too. And tonight, unfortunately, was the latter. But look, I hope Yuki can find that consistency and ultimately be a really important part of the pen. Let's go to Chula Vista. It's Eric. Hi, Eric. You're on the Padres Radio Network.
Hello, Sam.
Hey.
Yeah, this one wasn't fun at all. And it's easy to point to Dylan Cease right off the top. And I'm not here to do that. I mean, I thought he pitched fair, you know, three earned runs. I got to pin it on the offense. One hit. I mean, Nick Martinez doesn't pitch like this. You got to go back to, I don't know, April, maybe May, when yeah. when he had a seven inning outing and allowed two hits. I think it was against Detroit. But this is the offense, and it has to be pinned on the offense. And another thing, the Padres, you know, they're somewhat deceiving, Sam. 10 games under 500 versus teams with a winning record. Mm. Only the Rockies and the Nationals in the National League have a worse record. It's almost concerning, Sam. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Eric, appreciate the phone call. Look, I'll touch on the offensive point. Well, let me touch on the offensive point in tandem with the Nick Martinez part of it. You know, Nick had a rough month. We talked about it pregame. 8.35 ERA and 4 starts to begin the month. Was not in the midst of a great year. I mean, he gave up 7 runs in 2 2/3 innings against the Twins in his last start. He then actually told the Reds he wanted a couple of relief outings out of the bullpen to kind of sort himself out, and ended up having 2 really good ones, and then they put him back in the rotation, and this was his return to the rotation tonight. So look, you're right in the sense that Nick had not been pitching this way. We know Nick has a lot of ability. We've seen Nick at his best, and he was absolutely at his best tonight. And look, the offensive standpoint, overall, yeah, there's going to have to be more consistency, and you know, the numbers are going to have to go up, I think, for this team to ultimately get where they want to go. You look at just some of the traditional numbers, home runs and just hitting numbers in general. Padres are not towards the top in a lot of those categories. So, yeah, they're going to have to, I think, be better overall. You know, look, It has been the Padres, you feel like, kind of treading water since the hot start, right? They start off 15-4. They're now 40. They're right in the mix for a wild card spot. It hasn't all fallen apart, but certainly they got off to the hot start. And from that point on, there's been ups and downs, and they've sort of tread water. You would think they're going to have to play some really good baseball for an extended stretch again for them to get to where they want to go. So, look, I think there's reason to be concerned offensively because of where a lot of the numbers are. I think guys playing a little better, a la Fernando, Luis Arraez having a good second half. I think that will make up a lot of that. That will get a lot of those numbers up as a team. Bottom line, they need those guys to produce in a major way. And obviously, you know, more depth in the lineup would help, more out of the bottom of the lineup would certainly help. So we'll see. Look, they are in the mix as we reach the mathematical midway point of the season. But are there things that need to be better in all likelihood for this team to ultimately get where they want to go? I think that's a fair assessment. Let's quickly pause for station ID on the Padres Radio Network.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1, San Diego.
This is Jake Cronenworth, Padres. Play here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Final score, Reds 8, Padres 1. Let's hear tonight's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's Play of the Game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
All those guys kind of arrived to the same point. How about this? Spencer Steer, deep to left field, another. Third home run of the night. Went out to right in the second, and now he's yanked two over the left field fence here in Cincinnati. 3 at-bats for Spencer Steer, 3 home runs, and the Reds have broken it wide open here in the fifth inning. It's 8-0.
Spencer Steer, our play of the game, the 2-run home run against Yuki Matsui in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Steer with his 3rd home run of the night. What a night for Spencer Steer, and as always, gives me no great pleasure for that to be our play of the game from the opposition, but hey, when the Padres are no hit for 8 innings and they get their only run on a bases loaded walk, it kind of had to be that way today. So Spencer Steer, his 3rd home run of the night, capping a big night for him our play of the game. Taking a look ahead to tomorrow, it'll be the middle game of this three-game series between the Padres and the Cincinnati Reds. Randy Vasquez on the mound for the Padres tomorrow. Left-hander Andrew Abbott on the mound for Cincinnati. First pitch tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. here in California. Our EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show will begin at 12:10. As always, if you missed any portion of our postgame coverage, you can go back and listen to it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast or our postgame coverage always available on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube channel as well. Taking a look at the final totals tonight in Cincinnati for the Cincinnati Reds, 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left on 4 for the Padres, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error. They left on 4 as well. Nick Martinez, the winning pitcher, he's now 5-8. Losing pitcher was Dylan Cease. He drops to 3-7. Time of game, 2 hours and 38 minutes with what was a 12-minute rain delay before first pitch, and the crowd at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, Ohio, 26,746. Once again, first pitch tomorrow, 1:10 p.m. Our pregame coverage begins at 12:10. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Nick DiNucci, I'm Sam Levitt saying so long and good night from inside our San Diego studios. Again, the final score here tonight, the Cincinnati Reds 8 and the San Diego Padres 1. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Padres Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody.